Blog Talk Radio.
Tailgate Barbecue Tailgate Show. Hope you all had a great weekend out there. We had a pretty good recovery from Friday to Saturday for most of us, certainly in the South Carolina area. Pretty rough stuff coming there through Alabama and Georgia, but luckily by Friday night, most of the weather kind of straightened out, and Saturday and Sunday were pretty nice, actually, for us here. I hope it was good for folks out there listening. I think for most of the Southeast, we got most of the weather out here for the weekend. So all these barbecue competitions in the South should have pretty good weather there. Out there, we were over there at the Horse and Hoggin here locally in Aiken, and also had the Hub City Hog Fest up there in Spartanburg. We'll talk about a little bit, and well, maybe we got a call already, so maybe we've got somebody on the line here that talked a little bit about the contest we're at. So I recognize this number, but I'm not sure what it is. So we'll go ahead and bring it up here real quick. 803-404, we got you on the line.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, it's Scott Carter.
No, man, it's Lee.
Oh, Lee, I'm sorry. Well, I was thinking, that's what I'm thinking. 803, got it. Sorry about that. I'm thinking 843. It's 803. How you doing there, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Glad.
Figured I'd get on here for a few minutes. I can't stay on here with you all night, but I'm going to get on while I can. I know I missed the last couple of weeks, so I miss hearing your voice.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Maybe nobody says that, actually. but yeah, we're just talking. We'll talk about the first last weekend's contest, and then I've got Christine, and I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. I think it may be Fett or Fetty from Battle at the Beach in Merrillsville. We're going to have her on, I think, coming up around 7:15, 7:30, talk about that contest. But we had two good contests this past weekend. We had Horse and Hoggin down here in Aiken, and we had the Hub City Hog Fest. I was kind of impressed. They had, I'll just bring back on the line here, how many did they? They had close to 50 teams up there. Yeah, it's actually 50. They had 50 in the butts and 46 in the ribs. So they man, had a lot of teams up there. I didn't recognize a lot of them as far as from SCBA. So it looks like they had a lot of maybe local teams or maybe some folks from North Carolina might come down and cook possibly. So that's a that was a big conference they had. Looks like we had County Line 2 took first in butts, and Minute Work Barbecue took first in ribs. And I'm not really sure. It doesn't really say a line. I don't know if they had a grand champion. I'm sorry, I heard this right there. My bad. It's got it on the top. Grand champion was Texalana Cookers. Looks like Texalana was fourth in butts and second in ribs. So that's a pretty good finish. So congratulations to Texalana Cookers, Marco, maybe that Bright Brito, for that. And then, of course, here locally, we had the Horse and Hoggin here, and very nice event. And Dwayne Jones with Buckwheat put that on. I think that was the fifth year for that, and had a good probably had a good crowd out there on Saturday. And
yeah, I think we caught a break from the weather. Everything we were tracking all morning was not looking good, and it just happened to
it sure
be
was.
Pretty that day. We looked up.
No doubt about it. It ended up being a nice event, and congratulations to JT's Barbecue, Tim Handy, JT there, grand champion and reserve champion. Big Dick's Barbecue, what a name, huh? Big Dick's Barbecue, Ricky Moore, took reserve. And then, of course, in Butts, we had all smoked up. And then, of course, Lee online right now, blowing smoke. Congratulations, second in Butts. And, of course, Big Dick's was third. And then the ribs, it was JT's. And Wayland's looking good, too. Our friend over there in Augusta was second. And then all smoked up. And ribs as well. You know, unfortunately, in this contest, it was a three meat contest. And unfortunately, all smoked up was kind of toward the bottom there in a brisket. And it looks like that's what cost them for grand champion. If not been just the normal two meat, they would have certainly had it wrapped up. But JT looks like was six in Butts, and of course first in ribs, and I think he was six in brisket to be grand champion. So those three meat contests, you gotta have at least a good score in all three. So that unfortunate brisket really hurt those guys, but still a good for good friends that all smoked up getting two calls on the weekend. So anytime you have a two or three minute contest, that's pretty good when you get two calls. So, but what were your thoughts on the contest, Lee? I thought it was pretty well run again, and for the most part, good access to water and the power and nice level service for the most part. Everything seemed to be fairly easy. As far as everybody getting parked and just looked pretty organized. What were your thoughts about the contest?
I tell you, man, that's probably one of my favorite ones since I've been doing this. I've only been doing it about 2 years, and Dwayne really puts on a good job down there. You can tell. It's nice to know when a cooker's putting on an event because you can just tell. He takes a lot of time to make sure we got everything we need. I mean, even though we had 110 power, I was running. Actually, my wife cut the air on by accident. I told her to turn the fan on. She turned the AC on, and it didn't trip or anything. I know we tripped a little bit one time when I was trying to prep my pork box, but it got resolved quick and right back on. We had water. And then, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes came out and helped serve Saturday, and the little girl that helped us, Maddie, she was a blast. She was on it. So overall, it was really good. We needed a call and finally got one in SCBA, and hopefully we can get a few more this year, but I like going down there. It's a good time. It's probably the top echelon of the cookers in the SCBA cooking down there, so anytime I can get a call against those guys, you and Gene and Smoke and Stacks and Buckwheats and all those guys, it makes me feel good. So I'm glad I was able to do it and enjoyed it down there. It's such a beautiful area of town. And it's really set up well. I mean, I can't say enough about it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's my hometown here, but it is a nice setting down there. And wish we had a couple more cookers, but like I said, though, that was pretty much most of your top 10 or top 12, I guess, for the most part, was here in Aiken. And y'all would get a pretty good feel by Saturday morning after the contest, get going by and correct a couple people, whatever. But everybody seemed, once again, very impressed and very satisfied, and that contest will sell itself. I don't think we'll have any problem getting people to come down to Aiken again next year. Like you say, I mean, some people are thinking, what the heck are they talking about that for? But, man, just good access to power and water. And, the ice cream cuts on Saturday morning, it's not a big thing, but have some little extra business out there, some hot coffee, and again, that's not like a lot, but when you're cooking all night, and of course, if you don't have good access to your vehicle or maybe some contest, you can't really get your vehicle out, and they don't want traffic moving around. When they bring breakfast in for you, it sure is nice to be able to just walk down the road or wherever contest may be at, and go down there and grab a little snack or something before you get geared up and prep your boxes. So that was nice, and of course, they had pretty good access. They had some barrels for the ash and for Gear East, and like you mentioned, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, a great organization, that was benefited, and you know, pretty much all the booths were well represented with volunteers. We had a couple of volunteers, kind of, I guess, rich time-wise, and worked our booth as well. So I just think it makes it great, make it easier on the cookers, and it also allows the public to kind of interact with the charity, and I think that's a good thing as well. And it's pretty fun. You know, they had a little kind of jazz little bit. Had a little Calvin from down there. It was a great job DJing and kind of get people involved and had some fun with that. And you know, just all in all, this works out to be you know, a great contest. And then the judging, even though they had three meets, I think we started the results right there at 1:30, a little before, and everybody was for the most part probably able to get out there by 2:00. So I thought that was good as well, and kind of nice to have some free time on Friday night, especially nice for us being in Aiken. We had some friends, people I know stopped by, come by and see us and all. So instead of being burdened with cooking the wings or anything but, or you know, whatever it may be, it was nice not having to get involved with that and allow some of the other, you know, have some fellowship with the other cookers and so forth as well. So yeah, all in all, that's certainly a to me, it's kind of a top five contest on the SCBA trail. And anybody that's out there listening, maybe thinking about starting a contest, or some of these other ones that maybe struggling a bit or wondering what's going on and trying to get the numbers up or more participation, you might want to mark now and just want to make them come by or call Dwayne up and get some suggestions from them, because they certainly do it right. And looks like they had a good turnout from the city of Aiken. I think it looks like most of the barbecue was giving out samples, so I ended up allowing to raise some money. And of course, they pre-sold some butts as well. So hey, just a good day, in Aiken, and we look forward to being back here next year. And now we look ahead, and we got Florence. I think it's the Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I think they got an event in Florence, South Carolina, and then we got that battle at the beach down there in Pauley's Island. Now, Lee, what's up next for you? Are you going to be at one of those events, or you got some catering coming up?
I really, really wanted to go to that one in Pauley's Island, and I sent in everything. They were holding me a spot, but with my truck acting up and you know, having to spend a bunch of money trying to get it fixed, I didn't have the money to get down there, and I'm afraid to pull it that far and get down there with that trailer and not be able to get back. So I think my next contest is going to be Salute of Shoals.
Okay.
You know, it's local, and I pulled to Aiken and came back, and I don't want to push it, you know, 4 or 5 hours round trip and when I turn up. That truck's got me a little scared of it now. I can tell you it'll be the last Ford I ever buy. But, yeah, I really, really wanted to go down and do that. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a good event, and the people were nice, and it's a great benefit. And, you know, I'm kind of disappointed I can't make it down there, but I'll give them guys down there a chance, and then I'll just go back next year and win.
There you go. Yeah, you know, it's the first year for the event, and I look forward to Christine on the line and chat with her. But I was kind of torn, and I hate it when I have two events in a weekend. I mean, it's good in a way, bad in a way, but I hate to have to choose between one or the other. But this sounded like a fun event. I mean, just kind of going to be able to go to the beach and kind of set up and it was like they got some fun things going on Friday night, and of course we got our buddies, like all smoked up's gonna be down there. So we decided to go with this one, and we figured, heck, man, to get a chance to go down to the beach and cook some barbecue and maybe hang out Saturday night and go out and get some seafood. That sounds like a pretty good plan. So looks like we're gonna be.
I think Dwayne's going down there too.
Oh, would you really? Oh, okay.
It's either Dwayne or Jeff and them. One of them black trailers will be down there. They were telling me about it, but it should be a good crowd. I think she was talking about she had 15 teams or something, and, I mean, it's in the parking lot of a bar. How much more fun could it be?
No, that's what really got my attention. I don't mind telling you. That got my attention. I mean, it's a little bit far. I was just talking another 70 miles in Florence, but I was like, beach, cooking barbecue in a parking lot of a bar, and that pretty much settled it for me. So
I think that Beaver Bar is right on the inlet, too. I think it's right on the water. So it ought to be a nice setting.
Looking forward to that, yeah. I knew it had to be kind of, I guess, a smaller area. So they only allowed 15 teams. But it looks like they're going to have a pretty good crowd, I guess. I think we're supposed to be cooking like 30 or 40 pounds of wings. Looks like we're getting, that's going to be, I guess, my third contest. It's like I'm cooking 40 pounds of wings. So, but what the heck, we'll have a, man, you got a bar out there. I guess people drinking beer up. There'll be some people with some munch sauce. So we'll probably be going through these wings pretty fast, I think. So should be a, should be a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's a butts only contest. So only got to worry about one meat prep for that night. And I think the contest for Florence, I think that's a one meat contest only as well. So that should be good. Should be a good one up there as well. I think both of them seem pretty similar. I think the entry was pretty close. I think one was maybe 200, one was 220. I think the payouts, maybe one was paying five places, the other was paying three. I think Florence, maybe top was like 1,000. I think they're in Hall of Time, I think maybe it's 1,200. But it looks like they're pretty similar. I think Florence has actually got maybe not, I think they got anything but maybe Friday night. And, of course, Battle of the Beach has got the chicken wings. So, but pretty similar contest. And then I think the following weekend, I think there's two or three going on as well. But those like things are really starting to get cranked up now. For SCBA, we'll have, for the next year, probably 2.5 months, we'll be having at least one contest, probably two per weekend. So things are really getting cranked up. The weather's starting to turn a little bit. And then the weather, you know, quite honestly, on Saturday was really nice. And, you know, other than the getting a little windy there in the afternoon, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't near like it was Sunday up at Columbia. Boy, the wind was really whipping. We were actually up at the South Carolina baseball game Sunday. Well, I actually went Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday the wind was just unbelievable. So I'm glad that wind waited to show up until Sunday instead of Saturday. We've had some canopies or stuff blowing around downtown Aiken, I think, after that contest. So, you know, one thing I'll say about Aiken as well, what was like beauty, but we got, you know, a case of butts, because I got two cases and I cooked some extra butts for Dwayne, but he always gets good quality butts as well. Those were the ones I got. I certainly can't blame them. It was just my cooking, or I just didn't have a really good cook. But the butts I had were very good. They were, and I think they were probably 8 to 9 to maybe some close to 10 pounds. My muddy mussels were really good. A lot of times you kind of get slim pickings, or you only got a couple or three or whatever, but my butts were very good. So he obviously, you know, paid good money and got some quality meat for everybody as well. But what were your thoughts, Lee? Was your stuff pretty good as well?
Man, it was jam up. It was a nice change. It was nice to get something good for a change. And I think that falls back to having a cooker put on the event. He knows what, you know, they care a little bit more, and it's nice to know. And I think that if the marshals over these things would have a meeting with some of the cooks before they talk to the people about the events, I think that it would change more, because I know most of the events, you know, they're all about raising money and this, that, and the other, but they also want to make the cooks happy. And I think that if they could know what we were looking for, they would be more apt to do it. So it's nice to have it. And, you know, I think it's something that could be done at all of them if people wanted to.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I hope that's what I was hoping with the doing the barbecue blog radio show here. I'm hoping to get more cooks to call in. And I need to, but I'm glad to remind them again, I need to talk to a couple of the judges and marshals, see if we can get some of these guys to call in and kind of bounce some things across them. But that's a good point. I think the better the communication out there, to these organizers, quite honestly, I don't think anybody, we're not saying they're going cheap or anything. I just don't think they probably know or realize or understand the actual concept of what's going on behind the scenes, what the contest, and, you know, the what it means to have a little bit better quality butts and annual ribs. And if that can be communicated to them, you know, quite honestly, probably the extra they spend, it's not going to be a heck of a lot. But like you say, it's a good point that it's probably going to be money well spent, because that's going to get these teams to want to come back the following year. And so I think the return they get for what they put into it is more going to be returned not only that year, but in years to come with people coming back. So this is going to have to start being communicated, you know, on the front end, I think. And I guess it's just kind of human nature. Somebody running an event, obviously the most common thing, if you're a nonprofit or running an event, you want to make as much as possible, so you're always trying to cut costs. But if they would maybe look at some other avenues, maybe cut costs or do things and not cut it on the food side, I think that it would pay benefits and dividends. Cookers, while you are giving it, I mean, it is, you are paying an entry, you are getting that, and they like working with a better quality product, and everybody's getting the same thing, so it's, you know, it makes it fair for everyone, but everybody enjoys cooking the, you know, use of quality butts. I think that was Butcher Block, I think they call that. I think that's what Dwayne had, but those were very good. Like I said, I didn't really have what I call just a filthy butt. Maybe some were a little better than others, but I didn't really have a bad one in the mix. And like I said, I cooked 8 extras for Dwayne, and even the ones I cooked there, I mean, I was like, man, these are pretty good too. I mean, the 8 extras that I cooked, I mean, those were a lot better than some of the ones I've gotten at many other contests. So that's always a good thing to have at this contest, and I know the cookers appreciated that. So I mean, good job to Dwayne and all those folks that helped help with the little rest pageant and so forth. They did a great job, and of course, anytime you have a cooker, obviously putting on the event, they're looking at things more through the eyes of the cookers, and obviously you can tell that in the end result. So there, I know that you got at least 5 or 7 teams will be back next year, hopefully, and hopefully maybe they can make this a kind of what maybe one of the bigger contests, and maybe they can get making contests on the weekend where there's only one, and maybe we can get some more teams down there and he can get more of a, I think they could probably get some more teams. I think he'd probably accommodate 22 to 25 if they had to, and have a real nice contest down there. So that would be that'd be a lot of fun, and maybe not every year, maybe every year do something on Friday night. I mean, there's a lot of things going on late and kind of put in the mark. So they probably could have had a heck of a crowd out there Friday night to raising money for the charity as well. But I don't know if Dwayne's listening or whatever, but hats off again to Dwayne and all the folks. Good event. Saw some comments on the SCBA board as well. So that was good. And hopefully we had maybe somebody up there in Spartanburg that cooked that contest. I know that was the second one. I assume it was in kind of downtown Spartanburg as well. I know last year they had a bunch of rain up there, which kind of put a damper on things. But having 50 teams, I don't know who organized that contest, but man, somebody put a lot of work in, and looks like that was well organized, and from the pictures and so forth, it all looked like a great event up there at the Hub City Hawk Fest. You know anybody that went up to that event by chance, totally?
The only one I know went up there was Goldbranch's old Joe, but I hadn't talked to him.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I don't know where he'll be at this weekend, but we'll have to get in touch with old Joe and see how that contest was. Obviously, that was a better, that was easier for those guys. I think Joe and them are from up in the Anderson area, so driving over to Spartanburg was obviously a much easier ride on Friday for them. So that was the smart thing for those guys to do. So I have to ask them how they thought that event was. That's pretty impressive. That's probably one of the bigger fields. Maybe other than Pig on the Ridge, I don't really know of a bigger event that I've heard of in South Carolina that's got that many participants. I mean, 50 cookers is a bus. I think, what was Port Royal, like 40, 38, 41, something like that, somewhere around 40. So
yeah,
not even Port Royal, had that many as well. So, yeah, I think I think this might be Christine calling in right here with the Battle of the Beast.
I got to run, buddy. I'll catch up with you in a little while.
Okay, Lee, I appreciate that. Lee with Blowing Smoke calling in. Appreciate calling in, Lee. Always good to hear Lee's comments. Congratulations to him as well. He took second in the butts at Horse and Hoggins. So congratulations to Blowing Smoke. And we look forward to seeing Lee in the near future and him calling in again. But I think we've got Christine here, 404-886. Christine, is that you?
It is me. Hi, Chris. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Now, pronounce your last name for me.
Fetty,
okay. I was right. I figured I had a 50-50 earlier in the show, so I thought I said Fetty. kind of look that way. So we're very good. Well, Christine, we appreciate you calling in. We've just been talking about this past weekend's contest. They had two contests. They had one in Aiken and one up in Spartanburg. And Spartanburg had some great participation. They had about 50 teams up there, and Aiken only had about 17, but it was kind of the cream of the crop of SCBA teams in Aiken. But both looked like great events, and as you know, being a contest organizer, both of them, I think, were thankful. I know here in Aiken, it did not look real good Friday afternoon and early evening, but luckily the weather did almost a 180, and we had some beautiful weather on Saturday. And it's a nice turnout, and I know if I'm just kind of looking long term, it looks like it's going to be pretty good, but I know you'll be hoping for some good weather. But tell us about, this is Christine, they've got Battle at the Beach coming up this weekend at Paula's Island. So Christine, kind of tell us a little bit. I think it's the first year contest, so kind of tell us about this and kind of the charity you're benefiting, and then kind of just kind of tell us about Friday and Saturday night and some of the stuff you've got going on.
Okay, we called it Battle at the Beach because that's it. We're at the beach. We're actually in Murrells Inlet, South Carolina, which is between Pawleys Island and Myrtle Beach, a little closer to Pawleys Island side. This is the first year that we're doing it. The benefit goes to The Outreach Farm. And Outreach Farm was started years ago. They raised, because the gentleman that started it didn't feel that people who were underprivileged were getting enough protein in their diets. So the idea was to raise cattle, and when the cattle got to a certain poundage, they would slaughter the cattle and distribute them to boys' homes, women's shelters, soup kitchens. It benefits everybody in Georgetown and Horry counties, South Carolina. So they provide over 100,000 meals a year of protein. So it's really good. They do some schools, and it's a really great organization. So that is the beneficiary of this, and it is our first year doing it. We're really excited about it. The South Carolina Barbecue Association has been absolutely a dream to work with. They have walked us through everything, so we feel pretty confident that it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, great. It sounds it's like we were talking earlier. It's kind of tough to beat something at the beach. Always just has kind of a nice ring to it. And that's interesting about the charity. And as you probably already know, all SCBA events as part of the kind of the how South Carolina Barbecue Association works. Every event benefits some type of charity, whether it be like this past weekend in Aiken, Fellowship Christian Athletes, Port Royal, I think it was Carolina Hospice. Sumter had benefiting the Boy Scouts. There's all types of charities that always benefit, so it's kind of neat to get together. A lot of people have some fellowship, eat some barbecue, and then to top it all off, we got one here that's going to be taking place at the beach. So that sounds great. So Friday night, kind of tell us about what's going to be happening Friday night for the cookers, and then maybe kind of on the public side as far as selling tickets and so forth.
Okay. On Friday night, our event starts at 5:30 and runs till 7:30, and the cookers will be cooking wings. So we're calling it Wings and Things, and there are a couple other local area vendors that are going to do some other types of foods, like grits and greens, the palmetto cheese, biscuits, and things like that. So it'll be a real fun event. We've got a great band for that, and it's $2 per tasting ticket. Tickets are available at the door, and it is being held at the Beaver Bar. There are actually two Beaver Bars. There's an old one at the corner of 17 Business and 17, and that's not where we're having it. It's at the new Beaver Bar, which is about a dozen doors south of that on Highway 17 Business. The exact address is 3534 Highway 17 Business in Murrells Inlet. And we do, in the event that it rains, which it's not, we have a beautiful forecast for both Friday and Saturday in the low 70s and less than 10% chance of rain. So we're pretty excited about that. Yes. And with all the weather that we've been having, I'm sure everybody will want to come out. So we look forward to it.
I'm just excited about getting to cook barbecue in the parking lot of a bar named the Beaver Bar, quite honestly. So I'm
I'm pretty yeah. pumped about this, though.
Well, the Beaver Bar is real fun. Yeah, it's a great, fun place. They have a following of folks, and there's a huge pavilion there, actually. If we ever did get a shower, we've got a big overhead roof, so we won't get totally wet, but the weather's going to be great.
Awesome. So on Friday night, obviously, that will be part of, but not really on the SCBA side, but you will have some a contest for the cookers to cook wings, and, of course, we'll be doing tasting, and I guess it'll be kind of some local celebrities, maybe some help with some SCBA judges, but kind of local celebrities doing the judging on that for Friday night. Is that correct?
Yes, and some of our celebrity judges, they are local judges. It will be a blind tasting. And some of our local celebrity judges are Adrienne Geis, who is on the Food Network, and she actually lives in Murrell's Inlet. She's an executive chef. She's done quite a bit of judging already, so we're really excited to have her. And we also have Kent Kimes. Kent is the food editor for the Sun-Times in Myrtle Beach. So he'll be out as well, too. Yeah, so we're very, very excited.
That's neat. That's awesome. Well, we got some people with some experience with that. Well, that's good. You know, quite often I think the cookers kind of like that. I mean, as you know, I think, did you come to Port Royal? Were you down there with some other ladies, I think, that I met?
Yes, I was at Port Royal. Yes, I was.
Because I thought I remember talking with you, and maybe another lady was with you. I remember talking with you, but obviously you probably kind of could see that, I don't know if you're over there Friday night or Saturday or either or, but, you know, Friday night I went down there. I mean, Port Royal, they run a jam-up contest. Theirs was, very well run, did, tremendous job. All the volunteers are kind of awesome. Just a great job. But that being said, the cookers, obviously, everybody enjoys cooking, but everybody likes to, you don't drive, like for us, we'll be driving probably about 180 miles, so we're there to hopefully try to win something and pick up a check, per se. So that's, it's nice to know that you put in some effort and got some judges that kind of have an understanding on judging food and so forth, and just talking with other cooks and all. I know everybody appreciates and likes that, so that's great. And of course, what could be better than setting up in a parking lot of the bar cooking chicken wings too? So that's just kind of goes hand in hand, I think. So that should be a lot of fun. So I think there'll be three places for the wing contest. Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
You pay three places for the wing contest for the competitors for that part of the competition? Okay.
Yes, we are. First, second, and third prize.
Good. And then, obviously, this is what we call a butts-only contest on the SCBA side for Saturday. So what time will, doors or gates, what time will that thing start happening on Saturday?
On Saturday, the doors open at 11. It's 11 to 1. And that's an all-you-can-eat barbecue. And that is $10 a ticket, $6 for children. And, of course, that the SCBA will be judging that. And then we also have, ours is a little different, we're also having a live auction.
Wow.
At that
okay.
event. So we have an auctioneer, we've got live music and a live auction. We have hunting trips, fishing trips, golf and dinner, jewelry items, spa treatments.
Wow.
So it's not just barbecue. And the cookers will be cooking butts. And there is a first, second, and third place. And then we also have a People's Choice Award. And our People's Choice Award is based on how many pints the cookers sell. So people have to buy a special ticket to buy a pint. And
okay.
the cooker that has the most of those tickets at the end of the event wins the People's Choice Award.
Okay. That's neat. That's kind of a little something different. That's, that'd be fun as well, it sounds like. So that's great. That's great. Well, that's kind of new. I've never been at a barbecue contest for a live auction, so that should be a lot of fun as well. But have you been selling tickets already? Is most of the stuff going to be done at the door, or how does that work out for you?
Most of the tickets we're selling are at the door.
Okay.
Good.
And then we'll have the live auction items. Yeah. And then we'll have the live auction items on display. And towards the end of the event, we have a live auctioneer that will take us through the auction.
Oh, cool. I always like to hear those guys in action, so that ought to be
aren't
a lot
they
of fun
fine?
Listening to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love
listening to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he worked with us. It's Joe Exum Auctioneers, and he worked with us last year on an event that we did, and he was so great. He was so great to listen to, and it was a lot of fun.
Good. Well, is this something you're going to hope to kind of be an inaugural event and continue on, or do you do a lot of different fundraising things, and it's just barbecue this year? What's kind of the plans for the future for Battle at the Beach?
Mm-hmm. Our plans for the future are to continue this and grow it. We do
okay.
a large
right.
fundraiser. We do a fun run. We do a large fundraiser at Christmas time. And this is sort of our spring event, and we're trying to add something in the summer. So we have at least one big event fundraising in each season. But we definitely want to grow this next year. The board is just really excited that we got this. We're all excited.
Well, great. Yeah, I know a lot of cookers. I know we enjoy the contest down in Port Royal. Just a chance,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, for barbecue guys. Quite honestly, and for us, we'll end up spend the night somewhere. A lot of people go to the contest and then head on back. But for us, from being from Aiken, it's a pretty good little ride for us. So more likely, we'll be spending the night. So, and trust me, we'll not be looking for a barbecue restaurant. We'll be wanting to eat seafood. So that makes it kind of fun. Being down there, we'll probably get some of our other fellow cookers we'll hook up with and go eat some good seafood on Saturday night. So that makes it a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know obviously on the contest side, you folks are obviously wanting to put on a wonderful contest, and it sounds like you've done your homework and got a lot of great things planned. You know, but for the cookers too, it's nice to be able to go to the event and have a good time and then kind of enjoy yourself as well. For the rest of the weekend, so this is kind of a bonus for us. So we're certainly looking forward to this. It should be a lot of fun. Well, anything else you can think of or want to share with everybody out there, Christine, about Battle at the Beach?
Just come on, the weather's going to be great. Enjoy some fantastic barbecue.
Yeah, I don't know all the teams down there. I know All Smoked Up will be there, and so they're one of the top teams, or was the top team last year in South Carolina. So I know that those guys will be there, and so it's definitely going to be some good barbecue. So we're looking forward to the good weather down there and having a big time. Now, what time? It's probably there in the instructions. We have some cooks listening to whatever. What time does setup start for Friday for people coming in? What time does setup start? And do you happen to know what time the judges meeting, the cooks meeting is on Friday as well?
Yes. You can set up any time on Friday. I believe there's one or two that are even coming in on Thursday. And I believe I'm working out right now, but I believe our meat distribution will be at 3 for the
okay,
cooker.
Right.
And then we have a meeting with a cooker's meeting at 4:15 to 4:30.
Okay.
And that's on Friday.
And then start to serve wings at 6:30? What time is it? Christine's still there?
Chris? There you
yeah,
are.
There you
okay.
Go.
I'm sorry. Lost I lost it. You for a second.
It's okay. What time will the pub will start coming in, and what time will we'll start serving wings?
At 5:30, start serving wings.
At 5:30. Now, there's some contests have volunteers. Will the teams be distributing their wings? Will there be volunteers there, or how is that going to be handled?
No, the cookers will distribute.
Cooks distribute, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Well, Christine,
yeah.
We're certainly calling in and looking forward to the first annual Battle at the Beach. Looks like it's going to be a fun event, and should be. Hopefully, we'll get off to a good start and be an event everybody will be talking about and wanting to go year after year after year. So we're other than fellow guys barbecue is certainly looking forward to being there. Looking forward to it. Do you have a full group or what? How many cookers do you have right now?
14.
14. Okay.
14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I think we were trying to get 15, so that's just about there. So that's great. Should be a pretty much about a full field then. That's great. So.
Yes. We're very excited, and we're very thankful to everybody for joining us, especially on our first inaugural.
Yeah, and that's, and I make it kind of, you know, it's tough sometimes. You know, obviously, sometimes when you have two events in a weekend, so sometimes depending on where they're at, some cooker decide to go one to the other, proximity wise, and so forth. You know, quite honest for us, it's a lot. It's probably another, I don't know, 60-70 miles to Murrells Inlet, but I was just pretty intrigued as you looked at it about getting to go cook at the beach and so forth. So you know, I'm sure the event in Florence is going to be a good one as well. But we just like the sound of the event in Murrells Inlet and just about to get to go to the beach and kind of anxious to get some seafood on Saturday night as well. So we're excited about coming down.
Well, there's plenty of that around.
Yeah, I used to come down there a lot on golf trips, and we used to stay right there in kind of the Paula's Island, Murrells Inlet area. I don't really remember some of the. I know there was a couple places in Murrells Inlet we used to go to that were very good. One place was a place that's been there forever. Not, it wasn't the fanciest looking place, but the food was just tremendous. So we always got good food and played a lot of great golf courses down there. So never cooked barbecue in that neck of the woods. Looking forward to that.
There's
too.
There's some good golf courses here too. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Christine. We appreciate you calling in, and I know folks are looking forward to coming down this weekend. And like I said, it looks like the weather is going to be wonderful. So we'll look forward to next week talking about this event and talking about the winners and how great the contest was. And so we look forward to meeting you in person on Friday and. So have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine. We certainly appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, folks, that was Christine Fetty with Battle at the Beach. That's going to be this Friday and Saturday down there in Murrells Inlet, which is kind of down there in the Paula's Island area. As well, but wow, sounds like Christine has done her homework, and like I said, I appreciate those people that have a contest or starting a new contest that you know, go to another contest and kind of pick up things and learn from other folks. So I remember meeting them down at Port Royal, and they were kind of taking notes and so forth, and what a great contest to you know, to learn from. So that sounds like, I mean, how can you? And how can you go wrong with going to Murrells Inlet and cooking in the park around the Beaver Bar? I mean, come on. I mean, what kind of – that's, I mean, that's just not tough to beat, right? So, man, we're looking really forward to that. So it should be a good time there in Murrells Inlet. And I'm sure the folks in Florence will be having a wonderful contest as well there in Florence. The Big Brothers – I think Big Brothers, Big Sister, maybe, cook off there in Florence. And that's a – Butts Only contest as well. I believe they've got a event Friday night as well. I think they're having. I think it's an anything but. I don't think it's chicken wings. I think it's an anything but type contest. So that should be a lot of fun. So you know, if you're heading out to one of these contests this weekend, or maybe you picked one this past weekend, we had Lee call him blowing smoke, and then we just had Christine on for a while. I hadn't had a chance to get the number out there, but. 347-202-0263 if you want to give us a call in and talk a little to you and talk about maybe a past contest or one you're heading to this weekend. We'd love to talk to you. So that's 347-202-0263. Give us a call, and I think you'll be prompted. You can obviously listen in there, or if you want to get go live on there here, you can just press 1 there on your keypad, and that'll bring your number up on my screen, and we'll talk some barbecue. But I think in Sacramento that was just two events. I know they had the Fire Ant. I'm sure that was festival. What they call that? That was a KCBS event over there in Ashburn, Georgia, this past weekend as well. I think that was pretty much in Sacramento, Georgia. Though I think that was. All it was event-wise, because we, you know, pretty much on all of the Chugators, barbecue tailgate. So we're trying to really focus on the South Carolina and mainly SCBA and FBN as well. I know the Southern Barbecue Network has a Smoke at Lodge, I think, is this weekend in Somerville, South Carolina. I think that's a real big event. They get the crowd involved and so forth. So I think we got a caller in here. Let's see what we got calling in here. 803-600, we got you on the line.
Hey, Chris. Cole, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Cole, what's up, my friend? We got Cole coming in all smoked up. They had a really good weekend this past weekend in Forsen and Hagen. They took, I'll back a look. I think you guys were, hang on a second. You were first and third. You were first in butts and third in ribs, correct?
Oh, yeah, and 17th in brisket. We ain't figured that one out yet.
That's what we're saying earlier. Unfortunately, since this was a free meat contest, it would have been like probably 98% of the, maybe 99% of the SCBA contest, you guys would have had a grand champion pretty much easily wrapped up. But unfortunately, they had that third meat, and, our brisket was so-so. I think our burnt ends were really good. My slices kind of got dried out. I think that hurt us a little bit, but I think it's kind of tough, where these judges don't taste a lot of brisket, so you may get on a table. We've had some more experienced judges, and it may help you. I don't know. And if you get on a table where some are not experienced, I don't really know. Some people just don't cook brisket very often, so it kind of makes it tough to do that as well. So. Did you think your brisket was pretty good, or if you did, and you just got a, maybe got on a bad table, or did you think it wasn't quite where you wanted to be? Cole, what were your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought it looked good, and I thought it tasted good, but then again, I don't even know what brisket's supposed to look like or taste like. I'm a pork kind of guy. That's all I've ever grown up eating, and so we didn't know. We figured what we was doing right, and we went ahead on with it. And I guess they don't like Heinz 57 on their brisket. But I mean, I figured it's beef. I'm gonna treat it like steak, and there you go.
Maybe I'll get A1 next time. Maybe just have some A1 guys instead of some 57 guys.
That's right. No, it was funny because we all we looked at one another, and we were in the trailer, and we were getting it ready, and looked at each. It was kind of that deer in the headlight looked like. Was that what it's supposed to look like? And everybody was in the same consensus. I guess let's go. So we started making a plate, and it's one of those things when it's an unfamiliar meat and something you're not used to cooking. Then you do your best, and we did our best with what we had, and we know it's not one of our strong points, and. We were just happy to get the opportunity to cook it and be down there and get a chance to compete with, a lot of the great teams that were there. I mean, Aiken's a wonderful spot to have an event. Dwayne and everybody did an awesome job. I've said it, several times. We really enjoy going down there. Yeah, it's a super cook-friendly environment. When you got a cooker that's putting an event on, it's going to be a good time because they know what, the cookers are going through, what they're doing, what they want, and I think that's a big plus. And I know y'all were talking about it earlier, somebody kind of take notes and ideas and, the quality of meat and stuff like that we had, man, that's probably some of the best meat I've seen all year long. And, it's a really good event. I really enjoyed it. I enjoy it even more, especially when you win. That makes that ride home a lot easier. And we'll definitely want to go back next year. And, it's one of those events. We're going to go to Merle's Inlet this weekend for the Battle at the Beach, I believe it is.
Right.
I'm excited about that. That's pretty cool. It's going to be a first time event, and sounds like they've kind of got their ducks in a row. And I mean
how can you not want to go to the tent? It's the Beaver Bar, man. I mean, it's the Beaver Bar. I mean, that's,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to get to cook barbecue at the Beaver Bar. Are you kidding me? I mean, I can't.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good time. I mean, that's a great environment for chicken wings. And, I mean, there's going to be, you know, I don't know how many cookers are going to be there, but that's going to be plenty of people. You know, I'm sure there'll be plenty of good wings cooked up that night. And you'll be in a bar, and they're going to have a few beers and stuff like that going on, I'm sure. And you know, passing out a couple chicken wings here and there is going to be a good time. So we're excited about going down there. You know, I think it'd be a good time. We like going to the beach.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was saying. It kind of reminds me of Fort Royal. We had a good time cooking down there and got to go out and have some fellowship seafood, which is what we're looking forward to doing this weekend. And, what more could you ask for? And right now the weather looks like it's going to be very nice. Looks like we're going to have some nice temperatures in the low 70s, and it should be nice in the evening. Probably get a little breeze blowing off the ocean, blow off the beach there, or whatever there in Middle Tennant. The temperature should be good. And it's also good too for these charities. It's like they should have a good crowd out there. And talking with Christine earlier, it looks like they've done their homework and planning for a fun event. And got some good things going on. And like you said, man, how can you go wrong with chicken wings at a bar? That's just like salt and pepper, or, you know, it just goes together, you know, that's just the way to do it. So they've done their homework and got a good process, sounds like, set up, and should have a lot of folks out there. I can't imagine, because that area down there, it's just unbelievable amount of, you know, people in the Myrtle Beach area down there. So you can just only imagine probably the amount of folks we'll have out there on Friday, Saturday. It's probably going to be kind of like the Fort Royal thing, maybe even bigger, obviously. So it should be a lot of fun, and probably the only, I don't know if that's called the negative, the only downside is obviously with them having it there at the parking lot, they're obviously limited on the amount of teams they can have, but nonetheless, it still makes for a good event. Looks like we're going to have 14. Maybe they'll add one more team, have 15, but have just about a full field, and it should be fun. Are you talking about else that's going down there as well this weekend, Paul?
As far as I know, Dwayne Jones said he was going. He told me to bring my hand. And then I talked to Doco Smoke, and I know they're going. And that's other than y'all and us, that's the four I know of off the top of my head. So other than that, I don't really have a good idea, but I think it's going to be a big event. I mean, you got to think the weather's been kind of shady here the last couple of days. The weekend's coming; it's going to be warm weather. They're going to probably get a lot of foot traffic out there, and I bet this thing is going to be a pretty big to do. By the time Saturday rolls around, I think with the good weather going, and I'm sure people will be out and about, I hope they raise a lot of money for their charity, but I'm sure they're going to see a good-sized crowd, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It looks like it's going to be a blast down there. And I think they're going to have, the amount of foot traffic is going to be incredible probably for all the folks out there. So, man, it's going to be I like going to events like that where you got a lot of people, you know, coming out, and it should be should be a lot of fun, and look forward to some good fellowship and all on Friday night, and just a one meet contest. So just got one thing to do on Friday night, so that makes it nice too. Now sometimes it's kind of tough. You got a couple of different things, a couple of things on Friday night, but luckily it's just the wings on Friday, and then you got the butts later on that night, so makes it not too tough. So it should be a good time, man. It should be a good time. So we're looking. Y'all, you guys heading out Thursday or heading out Friday?
We won't get down there till Friday. We're probably going to leave probably Friday morning and head that way. And probably end up getting there maybe around, I don't know, 11, 12 o'clock, something like that. You know, kind of like normal. And I will actually be there to everybody this time. I know normally I don't show up till after all the hard work's done, kind of like a blister. But I told them I would come down early with them, and so we could all be together. They give me a hard time about it. I guess I got to be more of a team player.
Well, hell, it got it. Y'all had the right plan this past weekend, so you know, everything went real well for you. So, yeah, it should be. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a good little ride down there, but I think it's going to be well worth the trip. And, I guess they got a pretty good field in the park. I don't know what's going there, but I'm sure they'll have a good bit of representation there in parts as well. So it should be good stuff. Good deal.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there'll be a couple good local teams around there. It's like I tell everybody, if you ever get a chance to go to one of these things, even if you're just passing through or walking by or driving by an event and you see a sign that says competition barbecue, it'd be in your best interest if you like barbecue to stop, because that's probably some of the best barbecue in the world that you'll ever eat. And, that's one of those things, we put a lot of time and a lot of love into that stuff, and I think that it's going to be real hard-pressed for you to go anywhere and sit down in a restaurant anywhere and find something that's good or even close to being to it in any kind of a restaurant,
Oh, that's right, man. Well said, because, most of the places are not going to take the time to prep barbecue that way. So to be able to come out and get some good barbecue like that, man, it's just, couldn't ask for any better. And then also, too, quite honestly, when you figure in a lot of these events what you pay and then the barbecue you get, the quality of the barbecue and so forth, I mean, man, what a deal, when you think about it. It's unbelievable the amount, you think about like this past Saturday, those wristbands, and then if you go and tasting close to 20 teams and all that barbecue, I mean, if you went to every booth on Saturday, and everybody gives a pretty good little heaping little portion there, so you're probably getting, 2 to 3 ounces. So let's say you're getting 3 ounces. I mean, you're talking about if you get 3 pounds of barbecue. So, I know some people look and find like, well, I'm just getting that little cup there of barbecue, that's all I'm getting. Well, multiply 3 ounces by 20 teams, it don't seem like a lot, but it adds up. So, 3 pounds of barbecue, you went and bought that from somebody out there. A lot of times people charge $8-$9 for a pound of barbecue. So, they're getting a good $30 of barbecue.
I saw a little girl walking by with a little styrofoam clamshell, and she was getting her samples in that little clamshell and carrying them around, and I was like, that's pretty smart. And you're right. I mean, that's a heck of a deal. You get 3 pounds of barbecue for 10 or 11 bucks. I mean, that's a steal.
Oh, yeah. But, and you get quality stuff. You're not going to go to – there may be a couple of the old places around South Carolina, but there's very few opportunities that somebody can go and get true pit-cooked barbecue great flavor, get your little whatever the sauce, little twang, whatever they may have in there. But most of these barbecues, as we know, since it's cooked for competition, not gonna be a lot of sauce in it. You want to go taste some good pork and smoked, during the night. We've got some good, maybe whether it be hickory or pecan or whatever wood, man, it's got some good wood, a flavor to it. Like I said, man, you need to put one of these on the calendar and come by, because you certainly won't regret it. So we'll look forward to seeing everybody down there at Battle at the Beach, and best of luck to the folks traveling to, I think it's Big Brothers and Big Sister Barbecue there in Florence. So safe travels to everybody. And Cole, I appreciate you calling in, my friends. Always good talking to a good barbecue buddy, and we look forward to seeing you and all the smoked up crowd down there in Merrill's Inlet. And hopefully I think our plan is to stay down there. So hopefully we can hook up with you folks and go eat some seafood have some fellowship on Saturday night as well.
Yes, sir. That sounds like a good deal to me. We appreciate the show, man. We enjoyed it. Thanks very much. And we'll see you this weekend.
Sounds good, Cole. Appreciate that. Cole was all smoked up. They had a great weekend this past weekend. They took first in butts and third in ribs down here in Aiken. And we've actually figured out our problem, what we've had. We've got to get farther away from home. So as we started out the year, we've come closer to home and we're doing worse. So we feel like we're going to be back on track. We're going to be traveling about 3.5 hours to to Merrill's Inlet. So maybe that's just what the Old Maternal Barbecue
we'll meet on this weekend. But nonetheless, we always have a good time at these events and look forward to it. And if my folks at the Beaver Bar are listening in, I hope y'all got some good T-shirts, because I will definitely be buying a T-shirt from the Beaver Bar. But anyway, appreciate everybody calling in tonight. We had Cole all smoked up and Lee blowing smoke. And thanks so much, Christine Petty, with Battle at the Beach. But, hey, look forward to talking to everybody next week. Talk some Q. Talk it up with your friends. Let's get some more SCBA people calling in. We're trying to really spread the barbecue word around South Carolina and just trying to get a lot of things going. So get your friends and all to come in and call in. If not, hope you're listening in and spreading the word as well. So everybody have a great week, and safe travels, everyone. And as you know, we're going to close it out. And guess what? Go Cox.